How do you deal with a cutback in labor in your department, or when things start to soften business-wise? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and today I want to talk about how you as a leader need to react and handle a workforce reduction that might impact your team. So here's some good news. Your company has found a better way to achieve more with less. And I know you're thinking, how is that good news? But think about this way. In order to earn more money and be paid more, companies have to find out a way to produce more with the same level of inputs. So one of the key cost areas in your company is going to be labor cost. So if you can figure out how to operate with one less person in your department or two, you're going to find that that labor savings causes more profitability, helps your company be more competitive, adds to job security, and potentially all that profitability could lead to a pay raise in the future. So your frame of mind as a leader needs to be that productivity gains are good. We want to be able to produce more with fewer inputs. Now, of course, it's also possible that people in your department, not only possible, but probable, that people in your department are going to be negative about this workforce reduction. After all, one of their colleagues is going to be out of a job or transferred to another department. And that's important to know, that there are outright layoffs where people are, you know, workforce is reduced. And then there's the other more common where a person from your team just gets reassigned to another department where they're needed even more. So negativity is going to be normal. You're going to hear complaints. And one of the things to remember is you don't have to jump on every negative comment and complaint. It's going to subside over time. Negativity itself is normal. What you can do as a leader is make sure that you listen and empathize. Now, listening and empathizing means that you'll hear the people complaining, I don't know how we're going to get the work done. How are we going to do this with one less person or two less people? And you go, I hear what you're saying. You know, it's quite common to be concerned of how we're going to produce our same level of product or more with fewer people. I totally get it. You know what? What we need to do is see how it goes. And this brings me to the third and final point here, which is that you as a leader have to stay positive. If you stay positive, and that doesn't mean cheerleader positive, it just means staying positive to say, guys, we don't know. This is what the engineering team has figured out in terms of our labor assignment. Our job is to do the best that we can with what we've got. If it turns out that it was a little too aggressive, you know, we never know if the company might make adjustments again in the future, but our job is to do the best we can with what we've got. And we've done it before. You can remind them of their past successes. We've dealt with a workforce reduction before or a cutback before, and we did just fine. We produce more now with this group of people than we ever did if you went back 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. So you remind the team of their past success, and simply what you're doing is you're really navigating them through the labor reduction so that they can at least figure out whether it can be done in the future or not. Now, once you've figured out how to deal with a workforce reduction or a labor reduction or a cutback, it's one of those notches in your belt that you need as a leader. It's a milestone, so congratulations. And what you'll find is you'll want to work on some of your other leadership attributes as well to become even more effective in the future. And of course, you can do that with one of our live workshops or our online products and services that we offer. You can see all that at uniquedevelopment.com. Or you can visit us on social media, join our network, and link up with other leaders like yourself. And either way, I look forward to partnering with you on your leadership journey and helping you build your continued effectiveness.